The beautiful day, man. The last couple days have been absolutely gorgeous. I love this little bit cooler weather. I don't like too hot. I don't like too cold. I like it just right. And so hopefully you've been enjoying this weather. Today we're going to be getting into the Word. If you have your Bible with you, I'll go there in just a minute. But 2 Timothy chapter 1. I want to share something, and then we're going to look in the book of James. So 2 Timothy chapter 1, and then we'll look in the book of James. And I want to talk to you today about power, love, and a sound mind, because that's what God's given you. And then talk about how just walk some things out. A number of things are on my heart, but I want to focus in and just share kind of this one main thing. And want to encourage everybody, Tuesday nights, it's just really good. We had a prayer time last night at the church, just seeking the Lord, and he's always faithful, you know, to speak and to encourage hearts and minds. And want to invite you to always come out on Tuesday night at 6:30 and just join us. There's the youth group meets in the fellowship hall, and they sometimes pop in to the prayer service. They popped in last night for a little while, and that's always good. So it's just a really, really good time. Hope you're doing well. You're prayed for, you're loved, and don't let your emotions or your circumstances lie to you. You are loved by God. You're loved by your pastors. You're loved by your church family. And even if you're struggling, you know, you're going to go through it, and the Lord will help you. He'll help you. He'll walk. If you focus on Him and respond, you know, in faith to Him and have hearing ears and a hearing heart, man, He'll walk with you through it. So those of you who are in a struggle and you're weary, man, don't give up. Don't give up. And those of you who are on a mountaintop and everything's going great in your life, know a struggle's coming. Because life is full of struggle, and it's also full of victory in the midst of those struggles. So, but Jesus is the center through it all. He's the focus through it all. So I'm going to pray and put my 10 minutes on my clock here to get started. Have your Bible open to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Here we go. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word, that your word is life, and we just receive from your living word, from you, from who you are, we receive from you today in Jesus' name. Amen. So 2 Timothy chapter 1, you've probably heard me teach on this a little bit. A couple Tuesday nights ago, the Lord just reminded me of this, and I just can't get away from it. It's really good. But he says in verse 6, let's see what I do with my glasses. Here we go. Praise the Lord. Verse 6. Therefore, I remind you, and he's reminding him because there's struggle. And when struggle happens and suffering happens and persecution happens and you get knocked out of your comfort zone and your routine gets uprooted and all this stuff's happening, we need reminders. And so Paul is writing to Timothy, literally from jail, from prison, trying to remind him. He said, I remind you to stir up or fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. And so you've heard me teach this before. This is not talking about salvation, because you don't need to lay hands on somebody, you know, and prophesy over them in order for them to be saved. So he's talking really about the outworking of the power of God and the miraculous gifts of God that you see happening, you know, through the book of Acts, you see happening in the church that you've been gifted. That God has gifted you and wants to empower you to operate in those gifts, because again, when bad things are happening and difficult days are happening, we back away and we don't walk. One of two things happen: we either just back away and we don't walk in our gift because of fear, or we try to fix it in our own strength and we're not using our God-given gift. We start trying to do something in human wisdom and do something in the flesh to fix this thing that needs to be fixed instead of working out the gift of God within us. And so he says, I'll remind you to stir up, rekindle, fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. That's timidity and lack of courage, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I don't have time to unpack power, love, and a sound mind. I might teach a little bit of that on Sunday, but I'm telling you, the world needs to see the church as God intends it to be, a church and a people that are full of God's power, of God's love, and of the mind of Christ, a sound mind. And that sound mind speaks to self-control. So with that in mind, knowing that we need to have the power of God in our life, and we need to have the love of God in our life, and we need to have self-control. I mean, hello, do you know anybody that needs to exercise a little bit of self-control in these days? That's the fruit of the Spirit, of self-control. So with that in mind, turn over to the book of James. And this is what I want you to realize. Your words and your actions have weight. What you say and what you do has weight in it. It's weighty. It's either weighed down or full of flesh or spirit, sin or the glory of God. And sometimes we don't take time to put the proper weight into our word. We either weigh our words down with frustration or fear or anxiety, or we can weigh it down with faith and with love and with the blessing of God, with the glory of God. Your words and your actions have weight. And if you're going to be a person, if you're going to be the church, if you're going to be crystal clear, and you're going to be a word of wisdom and like a, listen, I'm just going to say it the way, a lot of people holding signs up. I'm not opposed to holding a sign up. You can go hold a sign up. That's great. Go hold a sign up. But let me tell you what's better. Be a sign. You be a sign. Be a sign of God's power. Be a sign of God's love. Be a sign of sound mind and self-control. Don't just say what you feel. Don't just react. Wait upon the Lord. When you wait upon the weight of the Lord gets put into your words, gets put into your actions. So you wait upon the Lord in order to put the weight and the glory of the Lord, God's power, love, and a sound mind, the weight of that into your words and into your actions. And so when people, hear your word and see your good works in Christ, there's a weight to it. There's something, man, that's weighty. That's not just, fluff and stuff. That's weighty because you've learned how to wait upon the Lord. And that's being a sign, communicating something. And so with that in mind, I just want to read James chapter 3, and I'm just going to read through this. I was reading this, and the Lord I just want to read it because God's word will speak for itself. Look at James 3, verse 8. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Now, no man can do it, but the Holy Spirit can. The Holy Spirit can tame the tongue, and he can train the tongue and transform the tongue. With it, we bless our God and Father, and with it, we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. And out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter water from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh water. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. For this wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion, which God is not the author of, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. So this is the weight of our words and actions from God. It should be weighted with the purity of God. Then should be peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and of good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. Now, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So, and you go into the rest of the James is just really good. Man, I encourage you to read that section over and over and over. Your words and your actions have weight. And I'm praying, yielding myself on a daily basis. Man, I get tired. I get weary. Be honest with you, I feel stuck. I feel stuck right in the middle. It's hard to be a pastor these days. I know it's hard to be a lot of things these days. It's hard to be a lot of things. There's so much confusion and division and people choosing sides, but I, you know what? I'm on the Lord's side. I'm on the Lord's side. And I want to represent the Lord. I'm proud to be an American, but I'm much more prouder to be a Kingdom American. And I want to be on the Lord's side. I want to be on His side. And that means, you know, I want to submit myself, and I want to be a person that reminds myself to stir up the gift of God that He's given me, which produces the power of God, the love of God, and a sound mind and self-control, so that I understand the weight of my words and the weight of my action, and that I don't let, you know, flesh and blood. And we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual fight. So don't use carnal weapons. Don't let the flesh come up. Don't let your words be filled with the weight of accusation and judgment and criticism and all these things, envy and bitterness and self-seeking and boasting against the truth. And we don't want to do any of that stuff. The stuff starts off in the flesh. Here's my timer. Man, don't y'all wish I had a timer for 10 minutes on Sunday morning? I know y'all, hey, y'all keep praying about it. We'll see what the Lord does, but I doubt that's going to happen. I love you. I want to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for everyone that's watching at this 10 at 10, and I just, everyone who sees it, Lord, I just pray that you help them yield themselves to you. Remind them by your Spirit to stir up the gifting of God within them. That they may be people that unleash your power, your love, through a sound mind with self-control. And that their words and their actions would be filled with the weight, of purity, peace, meekness, gentleness, righteousness, love. Lord, empower your people to represent you well as ministers of reconciliation. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you. See you Sunday.